flee to the God of Moses and to Moses. Do not from Pharaoh's quality spill the water of the faith.
You see, the faith is a water. Faith is a knowledge. Because you know the faith is there. Faith, you don't create it, you just know it. It's in your heart. You notice it, you activate it. You say, do not lose that, spill that water just because of this face of the ego Pharaoh which is here. Okay, Pharaoh is here. Ego is in you. What does that mean? You tell me. When we say Pharaoh is here, you are selfish. You are egocentric. What does that mean? Do you remember I told you I will teach you a very simple, easy technique that will work always? Do you remember that? Whenever there is a problem, and you look at it and you don't find the answer, turn it around. Flip it. The other side of the coin. That will help a lot. When there is a Pharaoh, means there is Moses. They're both together. When there is the mistake, there is a right decision over there. Find it. Is it flee to this side? Because this battleground is always there. And this fellowship is in you. Ego is in you. You try to eliminate everything to have another chance for another breath. Okay, Pharaoh is in you, but at the same time, the breath is in you. Of course, Pharaoh is sitting in you, the breath comes and goes, because the breath is his. What is in you? Flee to that one. When we say, you are selfish, we never say to a rabbit, you are selfish. Could you say a silly, stupid, selfish rabbit? Why are you laughing? When this rabbit does something very, very selfish, you are amused and say, it's cute! Because it does that stupid, silly, selfish stuff. Doesn't it? It's cute. It's not this or that. Judgment comes from my action because I have the choice. I could do wrong or right. I could bend a little bit towards Moses or Pharaoh. Both are your choices. Choose correctly. Yes?
Lay your hand on the one and Ahmed, a brother, escape from the Bujal of the body.
Which means?
Abu Jahl.
Abu Jahl means the father of ignorance. Jahl is ignorance. The guy was not Abu Jahl at the beginning. He was Bul Hakam, means the father of Hikmah. But he became Abu Jahl because he chose not to go with Islam. Here we say that Abu Jahl which will not go with Islam, which will not surrender. Your stomach will not surrender. It's you who could control that starving or blah blah whatever. So Jahlatan is here. Means you are in this prison. But you could get rid of this stupid one out there. How? Hanging on to Ahad and Ahmad. Ahad and Ahmad, there are two words. The first one means unique. The only one, the lonely one, the unique one. And Ahmed, what was Ahmed? Wasn't you. Was the name of all prophets. Remember, he said, this is the name of all prophet to us. When we have 100, we have the 90 as well. This was his verse, remember? He had said it. Now he will say, hang on to these two. Means the source and distributors for you to drink. If you want to have that wine, it's here. It's available to you. Yeah.
How a child began to speak amidst the fire and urged the people to throw themselves into the fire. That Jew brought to that idol a woman with her child, and the fire was blazing. He took the child from her and cast it into the fire. The woman was affrighted and withdrew her heart from her faith. She was about to bow down before the idol.
Before that happens, let's see, what are we talking about here? We're talking about a woman and a child. Means the logic, intellect, and the outcome, result. Okay. If they want to force you to choose from this or that, the best way is to somehow control your outcome or take it out of your hand. When you do something and you have, you lose the benefit, you lose your interest, right? This is what's happening. This selfish guy is trying to force the intelligence by losing the benefit, the fear of losing whatever you will gain, to accept that idol of his. Let's see what will happen now. The baby will talk. Now you will hear some baby talk.
She was about to bow down before the idol. The child cried, "Verily, I am not dead. Come in, O mother, I am happy here, although in appearance I am amidst the fire." The fire is a spell that binds the eye for the sake of screening. This is a divine mercy which has raised its head from the collar. Come in, mother, and see the evidence of God, that thou mayest behold the delight of God's elect.
Suddenly the baby is seeing something that the mother cannot see. We know mother is intelligence. How come that this intelligence cannot see what's happening in the fire? Fear. This intelligence has fear of fire and doesn't like it. You remember the fire started from within. The stone and the metallic part were there. But the fire is no good. Then what? Why baby see it?
Innocence.
Innocence, yes. The baby is innocent, right? So he doesn't know the fear or benefit and thing like that. And he's pure, isn't he? Because he hasn't seen yet. So why shouldn't he or she walk in the fire? Whenever you heard that a baby would be burned in the fire, have you? Have you heard the baby who was not burned in the fire? No? Moses.
Abraham.
Moses, baby. Moses was thrown by the mother in the fire. We are talking about Moses. Yes, when the soldier came. This is some additional stuff which is not really necessary for that story in the Bible. Okay, come in. Let the water carry it to the nice place. That was something, but before that, the soldier will come and the mother will hear the voice of God. The mother is not qualified to hear the voice of God. But in the story it will happen, because Moses first will be thrown in the fire. So the soldiers will come, search and go. Then the trigger is alive. That's what it is. Because fire burns only the sinners. Why a non-sinner should be burned? Yes, Abraham will walk through it. Messiah comes through that in Persian mythology, Siavash, the pure god, the beloved one, will do that.